Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call acts as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 10th day of the month of Cheshvan. It's so great to be back with each and every one of you. I'd like to thank my dear friends and colleagues, Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, as well as Rabbi Phil Karish for filling in while I was out last week. As always, flawless when they stepped into the booth, and I'm greatly appreciative. I want to express my hakara satov, my appreciation for them filling in my absence, but it is great to be back together with everyone today. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been collectively davening for many months now: Helena Orna, Bas Chenchana, Raya Bas Michal, Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devora, as well as Pesach Bitzala ben Chaya Basheva Mideh, and all of those in need of Refuah have a Refuah Shalima Bibli today. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily be returned home to their families today. You may have noticed that I admitted our dear brother in Iran, Armin Tanel, who we had been davening for so long, I believe for almost a year. While I was away last week, the news came through that he had been executed in Iran. May Hashem revenge his unjustly death. And may we have Yeshua. This week, we celebrate and commemorate 1,000 daily Tehillim and Chizuk calls, which we began with at the onset of COVID. It's hard to believe that we're at this point. It's truly remarkable, and it's because of you, each of you who dials in each and every single day. We have a fantastic lineup of Rabbanim this week, starting with today's guest speaker. On behalf of the OU, it's my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduced Rabbi Chaim Marcus of Congregation Israel in Springfield, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It'll be followed by Rabbi Marcus slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Marcus will lead us in the recitation of the three Mishaverach that we say on the call, the Mishaverach for the Chayalim, the Mishaverach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaverach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Marcus will pause, allowing us to enter the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Please share it with your family and friends, with your shul list. We would love to have more people come on, not so that we can brag about our numbers, which are amazing, but so that we can have more people davening, because each and every single one of us makes a difference on this call and in our tefillos. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Marcus.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Yishkolach, Rav Naftali Shuita. This really is such a tremendous chizuk for all of the Jewish people. Yishkolach, Rav Naftali, for guiding us each and every day and doing this. I remember doing this at the beginning of COVID. I remember doing this from Eretz Yisrael last year at the end of October when I was on a special mission for Rabbanim and community leaders to the OU, and now to do it again with you today. It was a week in which we're marking 1,000 daily Tehillim calls. And that's really what I want to talk about today. What's the power of tefillah? What's the power of 1,000 days of Tehillim together? Hundreds, if not thousands, of people together. I know just when the email went out, people from all over the world were reaching out to me. Chaverim in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, friends in the Century Village in Deerfield Beach, New Jersey, reaching out to me how excited they are for the opportunity to learn Torah together as a zechus for Achenu be'Eretz Yisrael, be'Eitzara, and really to daven together. And that's what I want to share with you today, a Torah about the power of tefillah. It's in this week's Parsha's Vayera, in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudzayim. After the Malachim leave Avram Avinu looks to Sodom, the place that the Malachim were headed. V'adunoi Omar, ha'mechasa ani me'Avram, asher ani oseh, Hashem said, how can I hide from Avram what I am going to do? Next pasuk, Yirches 18:18. Va'Avram hayo yeh l'goy gadol v'atzum v'nivrchu vo kol goy ha'aret. And Avram is going to be a great nation, a powerful nation, and all nations of the world will be blessed through Avram. How can I hide what I'm going to do from Avram? And so many mepharshim struggle. What's the connection between the two? Hashem said, how can I hide from Avram what I'm going to do? Okay, because Avram is a big tzaddik. Avram cares about everyone. Av Hamon Goyim, in last week's parsha Lech Lecha, he's the father not only for a locale. Avram Avin was the father really for the whole world. But what does it have to do with the fact that he's going to be the progenitor of a great nation of himself? Why is that chashuv, the fact that he is going to be L'Goy Gadol, the Asum? I understand maybe the second half of the pasuk, V'nivrchu vo kol goy ha'aretz. But the first says, so what, that he's going to have a big nation? That has nothing to do with the people of Sodom that Avram Avinu is davening for. So the answer the Dubna Magid the Tzal gives, Dubna Magid classically gave great mishalim, and he gives a mashal, that a woman is going to buy a dress for a daughter, and she goes into the store, and she tells the saleswoman, I need a dress for my daughter. And says, well, how tall is your daughter? What size is your daughter? What color does your daughter like? And the woman says, Taki, you know, I didn't take exact measurements. I didn't ask her. So the woman says, you know, like, I can't give you a dress because I don't know what your daughter needs. Another woman comes in and says, just show me whatever you got. And she says, what do you mean? I need to know size. I need to know color. I need to know how tall, how short. And the second woman says, no, you don't understand. I have 8 daughters of all different heights, of all different sizes, of all different preferences of color. Whatever you give me, it's going to work. It doesn't matter. Zakta Dubna Magid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaMechas Ani Avram Asher Ani Oseh V'Avram Hayyeh L'Goy Gadol V'Otzum. What does that mean? The first woman has to know specifically because there's only one child. But when there's so many children, really it doesn't matter, because if it's not good for A, it's going to be good for B. If it's not good for A and B, it'll be good for C. If it's not good for A, B, and C, it'll be good for D. So the Dubna Magid says the same thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Sodom and Amor were going to be destroyed. So why is he revealing to Avram? Because Avram is going to be Goy Gadol Ba'aretz. Because the Eibishter knew that Avram Avinu was going to daven. And the Eibishter knew that if the tefillos weren't good for A and B, weren't good for Sodom and Amorah, the tefillos that Avram Avinu would say were going to be good for C, D, and E, were going to be good for generations and generations of Avram's children, of the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Bnei Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling this to Avram. Because Avram is going to have children that he needs to daven for. The impetus for this tefillah now is going to be Sodom and Amorah. And it's not going to work for Sodom and Amorah, because Avram is Amon Goyim. He cares about everyone. He's going to daven for everyone. But if the tefillahs aren't going to work for them, because they were not worthy of being saved, then they had to be destroyed. The rishus was so great, and the cry to Hashem so painful from those that were the victims of such an immoral, unethical, corrupt, torturous society that had to be destroyed. But Avram's tefillah said from Leib Sholem of a tzaddik, they were going to be good for dore, dore, doros, for generations upon generations upon generations. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. He wanted Avram to daven because Avram's children were going to be Goy Gadol V'Otzum, and they were going to need the tefillos of the Tata, of the Zeda, of Avram Avinu. And there's so many stories that tzaddikim tell us, this yisod that we can't forget. We can't forget. I believe we told this story here once together when we were learning of Rav Shneur Kotler Zatzal, the Lakewood Rosh Hashiva, in 1982 at a relatively young age, in his 60s, grew very, very ill with cancer. And Talmidim all over the world were storming the heavens for their Rashiva, Reb Shneur Zatzal. And a group of Talmidim came to the Stipler Gaon, Reb Yaakov Yisrael Knievsky, the father of Chaim Knievsky and Bnei Brak. And they asked the Stipler to daven for our Rebbe, to daven for Reb Shneur. This is the early 80s. The Stipler himself was Nifter in the mid 80s. And the Stipler took the name and said he would certainly daven for Reb Shneur. And Rahman al-Islan, over a few months, Reb Shneur was nifter. The illness just deteriorated and got worse and worse, and he was nifter. And it was a few weeks after Reb Shneur's levaya that the Stipler saw one of the Talmidim, Reb Shneur, that came to him that gave him the name to daven for the Rebbe, for the Reshiva. And the stifler gestured to the Talmud to come over. The fellow came over and the stifler said to him, it's only normal that you and your fellow Talmidim, Rebbe Schneier, are going to feel that your tefillos were in vain. Because you daven for your Reshiva intensely for a few weeks and months. And what happened? The tefillos didn't work. He was Nifter Rachman Olitzlan. But the stifler said, you should know, it's not true. That's the Satan trying to convince you of this. You have to know that every tefillah said, B'lev Shalem, any tefillah that comes from the heart, not just a tefillah of the lips, but a tefillah that comes from the heart, absolutely has an effect. We just don't know the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the tefillah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't use the tefillah for Reb Schneier's life in this world, maybe it'll be for Reb Schneier's life in the next world. The tefillahs are going to help him in the next world. Maybe it'll be for Reb Schneier's Rebbetzin, for his mishpacha, for his children, grandchildren. Maybe it'll be for Schneier's yeshiva that he gave his whole life to. And the stifler said, you have to know every tefillah that you say that is avodah shebelev, that really comes from the heart. It's impossible. It's impossible that the tefillah doesn't have an effect. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus-Zatzal, the great mechaber, the sefer Sha'arim B'Tefillah, who opened up so many gates of prayers to us, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, who was the Rav down in Ofakim, the town that we're all very aware of since of this past year. So it is mother-in-law Zavaya. It's quoted from Reb Shimshon that his mother-in-law, Rebbetzin Mann, became ill and had a surgery and fell into a coma for a week after the surgery. And then she was nefaris. And in that week and leading up to it, the tzilus from her sons and sons-in-law that were Rashi Yeshiva, Rashi Kolel, Rabbonim in big cities. So many people were davening for Rebbetzin Mann. And what happened? Rachman al-Islan. The surgery was not successful as they thought. She was in coma for a week and then she was nefaris. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus said, do you understand that every tefillah said for our Bubby, every tefillah said for her, an Ein B'Yisrael will have had an effect. And again, he said the same thing that the disciples said, whether in the next world, whether for children, whether for grandchildren, we don't know where those tefillahs are going to have that effect. But we have to know that that week that she spent in a coma, and all of the tzilus and all of the tilim and all of the tears, understand, they all are going to make a difference, even if we don't see it. And we've been davening together here on this OU call 1,000 times. 1,000 times we've been coming together. Think about how many thousands of prokim of tilim, thousands and thousands of minutes of limud Torah together, thousands of words of tefillah, Klape Shemaya, that we're joining together Jews from all over the world davening. Can you imagine the kolchos? And that's what the Dumna Magid's teaching us, that Hashem is revealing to us in this week's parsha. This is what we have to remember. We can't forget the koach of our tefillos and how chashuv it is that each and every day we sign on at 1 o'clock to be mechazek with each other through Limud HaTorah, such a tremendous koach in of itself. And then with tefillos, which of course the Gemara tells us, the Charbi of Akash, the Yaakov Avinu says, my sword and my bow, the greatest weapons of the Jewish people, the greatest power that we have is the Tzalusi V'usi. It's with the tefillos and the pleading that we have with the Eibishter. And this is what we have to remember every day when we sign on and when we go to shul and in all of the Tehillim groups. Who knows how many millions, without exaggeration, millions and millions, prokim of tilim have been said just in the past year, in the years since COVID, unbelievable, the outpouring of tefillos, how close geula must be, the geula klalus uprotis, Klal Yisrael crying out, we just have to make sure that it comes from the heart, that our tefillos are real in a deep way, and the Ezus Hashem, we will see soon, the Karav Mamish, the effect of the tears and the tefillos, of Klal Yisrael said together, said from the heart. And with that, let us all daven now together the Parakim of Tilim that Rabbi Naftali said, the 5 Parakim of Tilim, starting with Perek Chaf. Lam Natsayach Mizmar L'David Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yisach Ezucha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisodecha Yizkar Kol Min Chosecha V'Losa Yidash Mesela Yitem lechachil vavecha v'chalatos chayim alei. Niramna bishua secha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimali Adonai kol nishalo secha. Ase yodasi ki yoshi Adonai mishicho. Yaneo Mishmei Kotcho Big Vros, Yesha Yimino, Eleva Rechevi, Eleva Susim, Banachno Bishem Aduna Yeloheinu Naskir, Hey Makaru Benafalu, Banachno Kamu Vanisodod, Aduna Yoshia Melech Yaneo Viom Kareno. Now Perek Chav Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzor Binos Deshe Yar Biteini Al Neiminu Chosin Aleini Nafshi Yishoviv Yamcheini B'Maglei Tzedek L'Man Shemo Gam Ki Elech B'Geit Talmoves Lo Yiro Rok Yato Imadi Siftecho Mishantecho Heima Yinachamuni Taroch Lefonai Shulcho Neged Tori Roi Yisham Tov Hashem in Roshi Kosi Rivaya Ach Tov HaChesed Yidifuni Kol Yimei Chayoy V'Shavti B'Veis Adonai Le'orech Yamin. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir Lam Halos V'Soy Nayel He'orim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'yim Adonai Yosishum Ayim Boret Al yitain la motraglecha, al yonum shomrecha, kinei lo yonum velo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tilcha, al yad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach baloylo. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ro, yishmar es nafshecha, Adonai yishmar teizcha vo'echa, me'ato v'yad olam. Perek Kuflamid, Chapter 130. Tira malos, mimama kim tirosicha Adonai. Adonai shimavikolit, yanos necha kashulos de kol tachnunai. Imavonos tishmarya Adonai miyamot. Ki imcha salicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kibsa nafshi velidvaro ocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael l'Adonai, kim Adonai chesed v'arbe mofidus. Zehu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosov. Perek Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil l'David b'yotov amaros shilo. Kol yel Adonai yezok, kol yel Adonai yezpanom. Espok lefanov tichi tarasi lefanov agid. Tisatefa la ruchi vata yadat ven sivasi. Borach zu alech tam nufach li. Habeg yam minarei vein li makir. Avan manos mineni en darech lenafshi. Zah tiye lech adonai amayt yata nafsi. Chelki beret hachayim. Hakshiv al rinasi kidelosi meot. Hatzilei nimrod fai kiamtu mineni. Hotzio mimasker nafsi lo dose shemecho. Tiachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol oloi. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. Hanisunim batzoru v'shivyo ha'omdim v'en v'yom v'en v'yabosho. Hamlokom yirachim aleihem. Tiotiei min tzoru l'rvacho me'afelo la'oro mishivet l'gu'ulo. Hashtob ha'golov izman koriv v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Now the Mishaberach El Chayt L'Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov V'Yivarech Et Chalei Tzva Haganal Yisrael V'Kochot HaBitachon Ha'omdim HaMishmar Arteinu V'Arei Eloheinu מלבנון ועד בדבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא ערבה ובכל מקום שהם ויפשה באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אוהבינו הקמלינו נגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמר ויציל את חיילינו מכל צר וצוקה ומכל נגע מחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שנינו תחתיהם ויתרם בחסר ישוע ועתר צנכון. ויקיים בהם הכסוף כי אדוני אלוהיכם הלך עמכם. Lachem lachem imoy vechem lo shiatchem denomar amen. Now the mishaberach for the shvuyim for the hostages. Mishaberach avoteinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron Davidu Shlomo. Hu yivarech bishmar bimtzor es nedrech vahaganal Yisrael shvuyov es kol achinu hanetunu matzor v'shivya v'avur shekol hakol hakadosh hazem mispal bavuram. Hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachum aleihem
יותר מחושך לתלמוות ומלסוסיהם ינתק ומנסקותיהם יושיהם ושיביהם מהר לחיק משפוסיהם. יהודו לאדוני חסטוב ונפלוטוב לבני אדם ויקוים בהם מקושי כוסף. ופתו יהיה אדוני יישוב ונובל ציון ברינה ושמחה סולום מהראשם. סולסון ושמחה יסיגו ונעשו יוגון ואנוכה ונאמר אמן. Now then you should bear for Holim. I'll pause, and at that point, please insert the name on whose behalf you'll say. You should bear Chavoteinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shomo for Yivarch Berape Esacholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Racham Aleihem Lach Limam Lerapotam Lach Likam Lach Yosam. Yishlach lehem meir shleim min shamayim l'chol ibrahim l'chol gideon v'stok shor chol yisrael refuas ha-nefesh refuas ha-guf hasha b'galov zman kariv bin Omar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Marcus. Truly appreciate having you on. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, near to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.